This is Tom Warren inviting you to continue our study of the great problem of human suffering on our daily broadcast, 5 Gospel Minutes. You will remember that I've been talking about the benefits of suffering, and I began today by calling your attention to the fact that suffering is a great benefit in that it shows the sufferer the value of tears. Suffering may tender the soul and make the man who suffers more keenly aware of the suffering of others. It may help the person who suffers to weep with them that weep, as Paul taught us to do in Romans chapter 12, verse 15. Another great benefit of suffering is that it may cause a sinner to repent and return to God. There are two marvelous passages in the 119th Psalm which plainly teach that suffering may cause a sinner to repent of his wickedness and turn to God with a truly penitent heart in readiness to live as God would have him to live. In one of these passages, the psalmist says, "Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word." Psalms 119, verse 67. The other passage says, "It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes." Psalms 119, verse 71. The psalmist recognized the value of his affliction in bringing him back to pathways of righteousness. I have already made reference in lessons in the past to the story of Manasseh, king of Judah. At one time during his reign, Manasseh was a very wicked king, and of him the inspired writer said, "So Manasseh made Judah to err and to do worse than the heathen." 2 Chronicles chapter 33, verse 9. Further, of Manasseh it is said, "And the Lord spake to Manasseh and to his people, but they would not hearken." 2 Chronicles chapter 33, verse 10. When all seemed to be going well with Manasseh and his subjects, his life was wicked and his heart was hard. He would not listen to the Lord. He would not turn from his sin. But the Lord went into action and brought affliction upon Manasseh. "Wherefore the Lord brought upon them the captains of the hosts of the king of Assyria, which took Manasseh among the thorns, and bound him with fetters, and carried him to Babylon." 2 Chronicles 33, verse 11. It is clear that that affliction caused Manasseh to humble himself before God. And when he was in affliction, he besought the Lord his God, and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers, and prayed unto him. 2 Chronicles 33, verses 12 and 13. And note carefully that the Lord heard his prayer and brought him again to Jerusalem unto his kingdom. 2 Chronicles 33, verse 13. The happy result of Manasseh's affliction was, "Then Manasseh knew that the Lord, he was God." During one of his addresses to the people of Israel, Moses warned that if they fell away from serving the one true living God and turned aside to serve idols, then the Lord would bring great tribulation upon them. But Moses promised, if in the midst of their tribulation they would repent of their sin and turn to God, that God would forgive them. The same basic promise is given to people living today. Every person who suffers should allow his suffering to cause him to walk closer to God. Even those who have been living good lives can strive to live even better. Suffering can be a great aid in reaching that goal. Many people are now children of God because of some suffering or affliction which came into their lives. One person may be led to turn to God because his body was afflicted with terrible disease. Another person may have turned to God because of the loss of a dearly beloved wife or child. Another may have been led to turn to God because his worldly wealth was lost. "Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I have kept thy word." Psalms 119, verse 67.